This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Local courts have blocked nuclear plant restarts in Japan by questioning the adequacy of safety rules. In a typical day in 2000, about 9% of residents in an average nursing home were covered by Medicare, according to federal data. By 2014, that figure had risen to 15%. When Jeb Bush oversaw the State Board of Administration that runs Florida's massive public pension system when he was governor, the state shifted billions of dollars into higher risk, higher fee alternative investments, benefiting the same sector of the investment industry he ended up working for when he left office. The government will start telling people who end up on the no-fly list why they're on and give them a chance to appeal, according to the Justice Department. ACLU says this doesn't go far enough. In 2001, 26% of large employers used pre-hire assessments. By 2013, the number had climbed to 57%. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Phoenix was found by the appeals court to have systemically committed racial profiling of Latinos. In a five-day period in early April, Italian ships rescued 10,000 migrants trying to reach their shores on unseaworthy smuggler ships. 400 also drowned in one ship. The UN estimates 3,500 died in the Mediterranean last year, up from 600 in 2013. The European Union has initiated an antitrust complaint against Google, alleging the company's abused its dominance in internet searches. A U.S. court rendered a $330 million judgment against the North Korean government for abducting a South Korean pastor in China who had permanent resident status in the U.S. and presumably torturing and killing him. Reportedly, tens of thousands rallied in a demand for $15 minimum wage nationally. Ben Bernanke, former chief of the Federal Reserve, has a new job, not surprisingly, advising one of Wall Street's largest hedge funds. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.